All right, so just a few words to say before we go into loving kindness practice. So we talked about the importance of trying to cultivate a bit of calm, a bit of peacefulness. Loving kindness practice in and of itself can do that. And yet, just having a whole day of practice can really put us in a very nice place to open in loving kindness to places where we may have difficulty. Commonplace where people in the Western world have difficulty is loving kindness for themselves. And perhaps today, with all of the reflections on being fellow earthlings, that common humanity might open you to being able to give a little loving kindness to yourself. It's also challenging to give loving kindness for those we have a bit of difficulty with. In meditation tradition, the ones that are giving us difficulty, we call them teachers. They are teachers. Or if you prefer, they're the tricksters in our lives. The ones that bring us to wakefulness. And having that in mind can help us open a little. Another place we can have difficulty with loving kindness is with the ones that we love dearly. Because in those cases, especially when we think of partners and children, and close friends, don't we want them to be a certain way? So we're very attached. We're very attached to them being a certain way. And that can, at times, really contaminate that purity of heart that we might, in the better angels of our nature, really be wishing to give to these dear ones. So we get attached. Here is a poem that speaks to some of these issues. It's by Marge Piercy. And it speaks to that challenge of loving without attachment. And it's called To Have Without Holding. Learning to love differently is hard. Love with the hands wide open. Love with the doors banging on their hinges, the cupboard unlocked, the wind roaring and whimpering in the rooms, rustling the sheets and snapping the blinds, that thack like rubber bands in an open palm. It hurts to love wide open, stretching the muscles that feel as if they are made of wet plaster. Then of blunt knives, then of sharp knives. It hurts to thwart the reflexes of grab, of clutch, to love and let go again and again. It pesters to remember the lover who is not in the bed, to hold back what is owed to the work that gutters like a candle in a cave without air. To love consciously, conscientiously, concretely, constructively. I can't do it. You say it's killing me. But you thrive. You glow on the street like a neon raspberry. You float and sail, a helium balloon. Bright bachelor button blue and bobbing on the cold and hot winds of our breath as we make and unmake in passionate diastole and systole the rhythm of our unbound bonding to have and not to hold, to love with minimized malice. Hunger and anger, moment by moment, balanced. This is a very human poem. very human. So we make intentions for loving kindness. And that's really worthy and good that we do that. And there will be a diastole and a systole. So that's the closing and the opening of the heart. The heart will open and close. We'll attach, we'll let go. We'll attach, we'll grab, and we'll let go. And this is how we learn to love. And so let's practice with this then. Okay, so taking our postures, creating ease in the posture, but also creating wakefulness. So whatever you need to do to be wakeful. And with as much open-heartedness and goodwill as we can muster, or at least the intentions for it. Just feeling the breath for a few moments and the sense of body sitting. Feeling how we are all equally breathed. The air doesn't say, oh, some breath for you, but not so much for this other one. Everybody gets the breath, the air. Freely given, without attachment. Feeling how we are internally caressed by the breath. And now holding in mind a being that makes you smile. It doesn't even need to be someone or some being that you're terribly close to. But when you think of this being, you naturally smile. Your heart opens in goodwill. Pets and little children are very helpful for this. And in some cases, beings who have passed that really fill your heart with goodwill. And bring a little bit of a smile to the face, letting that smile come. Corners of the eyes turning up in a welcome. Corners of the lips in a welcome. Now or at any point in the practice, giving yourself some soothing touch, whether it's hand to the heart or elsewhere. It's another way to warm up the practice. Because that's what we're doing. We're warming up this heart-mind-body process in the direction of goodwill, of friendliness. And now for this one that we're holding in mind. May this one that makes me smile be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for him or herself. Connecting this with the breath and a nice rootedness down through the bottom, through the legs to the feet, feeling very grounded. May this one be filled with loving kindness. May this dear one be safe. Safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Safe. Repeating the phrases that I offer, or ones of your choosing, silently to yourself. And feeling them with the breath and a sense of sitting here, perhaps feeling the breath through the heart area. the heart center. May this one that makes me smile be healthy, healthy and strong in body. Healthy. May this dear one be happy, peaceful, happy, and free in heart and mind. Happy. And may this dear one live with ease, joyfully care for themselves with grace and ease. Just noticing how this feels to open to the dear one, the one that makes you smile. Breathe into your experience. Breathe down through the torso, through your bottom, down to your toes. Nicely grounded. Now let's slip ourselves in alongside the one that makes us smile as best we can, holding an image of that or a sensing, face to face, hand in hand, whatever configuration makes sense, bringing ourselves into the circle of goodwill, perhaps as we are now or perhaps as we were when we were children, if that opens your heart. Letting it go if it doesn't. May we both be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. May we both be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we be safe. Feeling the body. Feeling the breath, soothing touch. May we be healthy, healthy and strong in our bodies, healthy. And may we both live with ease. May we both joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. And again, noticing how this sits with you. Letting whatever the experience is be known. If there's struggle, let the struggle be known, felt through the body, through the heart. It's all the workings of the heart. Now let's make a nice sandwich of goodwill. We've got the one that makes us smile, possibly more difficult one, ourselves, and let's sandwich that with a benefactor, someone who's been kind to us. Doesn't have to be big deal kind. Someone who's just been friendly, done us a fair turn, a favor, or stood by us somehow, whether in the past or currently. So holding in mind this benefactor and seeing the benefactor alongside ourselves and the one that makes us smile. I'm creating a little bit of a group photo here. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. Grounding through the body, through the breath, through soothing touch, friendliness for ourselves. May we all be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we all be healthy, healthy and strong in our bodies, breathing into it, rooting with the earth. May we all be happy, peaceful, happy and free in our hearts and minds, letting the smile inform the practice. Happy. And may we all live with ease, joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. And again, just checking in with ourselves, how we're doing, how the workings of the heart are going, letting it all be known and felt, appreciated. A wonderful way to cultivate non-attachment with goodwill is by bringing loving kindness to neutral beings, because there the attachment is next to nil. So holding in mind now someone who's kind of neutral for you, the letter carrier, the barista, the bus driver, the neighbor you see on the street, the neighborhood cat. Holding in mind this neutral being, and bring them into your group photo. Maybe it's a complete stranger. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. Remembering we all wish to be happy and free from suffering, offering the phrases for all of us, including this neutral one. May we all be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Safe. Grounding through the body, down to the toes, and the breath, the soothing touch, the smile. May we all be healthy. Healthy and strong in our bodies. Healthy. May we all be happy. Peaceful, happy, and free in our hearts and minds. Happy. And may we all live with ease, joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. And again, checking in with ourselves, how it's going. Taking good care of ourselves, respecting any closing of the heart, as well as the opening, the diastole and systole, the rhythm of the heart. And now we move into the difficult one. So choose a being who's a little difficult. Don't choose someone that's traumatized you. this would not be the right setting for that, you need to work up to that kind of thing. It's maybe an annoying neighbor who uses a leaf blower or a snow blower or parties late at night. Or a family member who always manages to make a little dig a little difficult, but not earth-shattering. So we want to practice. Yeah, we tread water in the shallow end before we go into the deep end. Remembering that all beings wish to be happy and free from suffering, so too this one that's a little difficult. Can we endeavor to work with the golden rule, said in so many wisdom traditions, to love your neighbor as yourself? Or as W.H. Auden said, you shall love your crooked neighbor with all your crooked heart. Remembering we too are imperfect beings. So holding in mind the difficult one and giving yourself a little challenge of including the difficult one in your group photo. So there's the difficult one alongside the neutral one, the benefactor, yourself, and the one that makes you smile. This collection of humanity, or life anyway, might not all be human. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves, including the difficult one. Feeling the body, grounding through the body, the breath, the soothing touch, a bit of a smile. May we all be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we all be healthy. May we all be healthy and strong in our bodies. May we all be happy, peaceful, happy, and free in our hearts and minds. Really grounding yourself in a felt sense of sitting and breathing, being breathed. And may we all live with ease. May we all joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. And just noticing how this workout of the heart is sitting with you. Maybe a little uncomfortable, part of the workout. Maybe there's a little opening. And now extending the practice in these last few moments to all beings, however you like to understand that, all humans, all creatures, all of life, the whole planet, beyond. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy. May we all live with ease. feeling the body sitting, nicely rooted, supported by the earth, we earthlings. We aren't just connected to the earth, we are the earth. Feeling that through gravity, through the breath, through soothing touch. Through the smile.